The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another.
The Lord Almighty, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 22, verses 22 through 30.
Those who seek the Lord shall praise him. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither does he hide his face from them, but when they cry, he hears them.
Covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
O thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
The hymn for this service is Thou Art the Way.
Thou art the way to thee alone, from sin and death we flee. And
truth, thy word.
me as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O Lord.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leadeth to eternal life. Through the same Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servant Miranda, and give your power of healing to those to minister to her needs, that she may be strengthened in her weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercies, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Ubi Caritas by Maurice Duraflé.
Where charity and love are present, God is there. We have been gathered together in the love of Christ. Let us rejoice and find our joy in him. May we fear and love the living God and show sincere love one to another.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is Thou, Lord, only
that makest us well.
Take us to safety.
The Lord be with you.
And we
bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.